Hello, I'm Manas Saran, Program Manager in Microsoft Azure Backup Team. In this video, I will give you a brief overview as to how you can enable modern backup storage in MAPS V2. As you know, Microsoft Azure Backup Server V2 comes with modern backup storage, which leverages storage technologies as RFS block cloning in Windows Server 2016 to deliver huge savings in storage and backup times. In this series, we will talk about the four steps to enable modern backup storage. All you need to do is to set up MAPS V2 on Windows Server 2016, add volumes to MAPS V2, configure workload-aware storage, and begin backing up by creating a protection group. So for this video, let us add volumes to MAPS and configure workload-aware storage. Adding a volume is quite similar to adding disks in previous versions of MAPS. In the Management section, simply choose Disk Storage. It will give you an overview of the storage currently added to MAPS. Rescan your storage and click on Add to get a list of all the available volumes. All you need to do is to click on the storage and add it to the list of selected volumes. At this point, MAPS will format it to REFS to be able to use all the new savings with modern backup storage. You can also give your volume a friendly name for easy recall later. Please note that if you upgrade from previous versions of MAPS and have protection groups that were created using that version, you will also see an option to add disks to be used by those protection groups. They will continue to be backed up using legacy technology unless you stop their protection with retained data and begin protecting them again. Any new protection groups use modern backup storage by default. Now that we have added storage, the next step is to configure workload-aware storage. This feature enables you to associate workloads with volumes. That is, when you configure protection, MAPS V2 will proactively select these volumes to store the associated workloads. This can be easily done through the PowerShell using update dpm disk storage commandlet. Since F drive is the high performance storage here, I will configure SQL backups to be preferentially stored on this volume. You can also give a list of workload types to be backed up to a single volume. These changes will be instantaneously reflected on MAPS UI. Learn about the final step, that is creating a protection group to begin backing up using modern backup storage in the next video. Thanks for watching.